The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! Tonight, Teddy talks to Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls. Cabba Radio's local theater guru, Franklin T. Schneider. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, a.k.a. Love Machine, and now, here's Teddy!
All right, E-Rock, once again, rocking the mic for those intros live every week here on CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome to the show, everybody. Oh, man, we had last week off, and it was just a good week to have off. Wanted to recharge the batteries so that we could bring a rocking show this week, and I'm very excited. I'm a little disappointed in the fact that we can't have Big John Bates live, but there's a reason for that. The murder bus kind of got a little murdered on their recent tour, and we had it all set up, and unfortunately all he has is his bike, and we wanted to bring the Voodoo Dolls, so we won't have him live in studio, but we're going to talk to him and a bunch of the Voodoo Dolls at different times throughout the show on tonight's show. And we're also going to feature his new album, which is Big John Bates' Bangtown. It's his new album. They have a concert this Thursday with Blackberry Wood, former guest of Cab Radio as well. It's going to be at the Bourbon, an early show. Doors are at 7, show is at 8. I know that's pretty early, especially these days with the sunshine. But it is all in good support of the murder bus, because the murder bus got assaulted while it was... Well, it was on tour, and it needed a major operation, and so you can go down and buy a CD, you can get, come meet John, and also Big John has a new bassist, so here we go. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name's Teddy Smooth, sitting beside E-Rock, a.k.a. Love Machine.
Yeah, baby.
Love Machine. What's up? What's up, Love Machine?
It's just what I do.
It's just what I do. I make love because I'm a machine with love parts. I
got ladies.
Oh,
I'm here for you.
And then Franklin T. Schneider. I'm very excited. I mean, Frank's been here before. If you don't know who Frank is, well, he's a guy around town who's local theater dude. He just lives and breathes theater. And once a month, he's going to be coming on the show to give us his wrap-up. We call it the Theater Review. Now, it's not necessarily always about, you know, a show. It might be about the state of theater. And, I haven't talked to him
upcoming
that much.
Upcoming shows,
of course. I'm hoping that he'll come and see the new musical that I'm in starting August 12th at... Where is it? The Waterfront Theater. It's called Shine, a burlesque musical. It's written by The Wet Spots and Sam Dulinch. So I'm excited about that. Well, that's my job. So Frank's here, and so he has a theater review. He's going to be here coming up in just a little while. So we're excited for that. Plus, we're going to... there's some new dating tips and some upcoming events. So it's a loaded show. We were away last week, so we wanted to make sure that we loaded this show up, jam-pack it full of goodness.
Should we just be truthful and say we did this all last night while...
No, we shouldn't be truthful, E-Rock.
Oh.
We leave them in wonder.
Right.
God.
Radio.
How many times do I have to tell you that? This is radio. They don't have to see our faces with the obvious lying expressions. Okay. They believe every word we say.
Man.
Don't you? Hey, if you want to get into the conversation tonight, you can do that by calling 604-822-2487. If there's any Voodoo Dolls listening out there as well, you can call that number, although I have your numbers to call you a little bit later on. Maybe I'll call you after the show, too. Oh, yeah.
The Love Machine might be calling later.
Ladies. Yeah, the Love Machine's lady friend is over in Halifax, so you never know. Maybe you get a two-for-one deal with a Smooth and the Love Machine.
Bow, chicken, chick, chicka, bow. Welcome to CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio. Let's get this thing started. Now, I want to say one thing before I get into this first song. Today is DJ K-Tel's birthday. So, happy birthday, DJ K-Tel. It kind of, I'm here blabbing on the radio. I wish I was at your birthday party. He's partying on his rooftop right now. He even said he might tune in. So I am going to play a song. You know, DJ K-Tel's a guy whose music tastes are, I've never met, except for maybe me and you, where the tastes go all over the place. I mean, yeah. he can throw down parties on all 45s like he did here.
He's
on the very
stuck
first
to
show.
One genre.
Yeah. And it takes a lot. I always think, like, whoa, he must know all these songs, you know, because he's got a whole plethora. But we played a song a couple weeks ago during the comedy show that he really loved that he had never heard before, which was kind of surprising. So I thought I would play it again in lieu of his birthday. So DJ K-Tel, happy birthday. We'll be back with Big John Bates on the phone, and we'll see what's up with all his upcoming tour and his new bassist. Scareline is no longer part of the band, which is unfortunate because she was quite talented, but we have a new bassist in the band, so we'll talk to him and we'll come back after this. So this song goes out to DJ K-Tel. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
K-Tel.
You. Oh, K-Tel and his CanCon boob.
It's a birthday.
Damn, it was hot today. So hot, my chocolate salty balls came out.
They melted, baby, they melted.
Two tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites. A half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. Quarter cup of unsweetened chocolate and a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar and just a pinch of vanilla. Cookie sheet, 'cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat the oven to 350 and give the spoon a lick. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Suck on my balls.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me, nah. Long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen. 'Cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh, man, baby. Baby, you just burned my balls. My balls on fire. They're on fire, baby. Suck on my chocolate salted balls.
Excuse me, Sal.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
Can't do it, Sally.
Presented by Sealed with a Kiss. Abe Vigoda and Tabo Tangora punk up the Media Club on Friday, July 31st. 695 Canby Street. Go early. Doors open at 7 for an early show that ends at 10, so don't miss it. Get your tickets now at Red Cat Records or online.
From his fourth album, Bangtown, that was, that was Bangtown, track number 4 from the album. That was released in May 2009, and we have Big John Bates on the phone with us now here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Big John.
Hey, Teddy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Awesome, man. Things are good.
Things are good, other than the demise of your murder bus?
The murder bus did take a terrible turn there on the Kootenai Pass, but We're working through it.
So what exactly happened to the murder bus?
The head gasket blew up and the bottom end blew out, and there was no cell phone service, and it was getting late, and we were left on the mountain through some BCAA errors, and there was a lot of stuff going on. There was truckers with cabs full of dirty blankets, and it was a little scary.
Left with rock and roll.
That sounded like rock and roll. It was the first show we missed playing Nelson on that tour. The first show we missed out of 700 shows.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. Now, this is your fourth album's coming out, or it has come out.
Yeah, Went
out in Germany first?
Yeah.
Now, some of the magazines have called it the toughest sounding BJB album yet. What does that mean?
I think the production's just really, really tight on it. We pumped up the drums a lot. We have JT Brander on the drums, so he really filled it out pretty heavy. So I think that's what it is. The guitars are just, you know, we worked hard on the guitar sound and stuff, and I think it is kind of tough, kind of alley, kind of
a little bit more attitude, a little bit more just rocking hard.
Yeah, I think so. Even the slow songs, we do like a traditional blues on it called Hardline, and even that still got a lot of edge to it. You know, there's nothing kind of wimpy about it.
Now, you are having a show this Thursday to help support the Murder Bus. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that show?
I can tell you a bit about that show, but maybe you want Little Miss Wrist to tell you about that show?
If she wants to come on the phone and talk to me, sure.
I don't know. What did you do to her last time?
What did I do to her? Nothing. Nothing.
Here's Little Miss Risk.
Hello, Teddy.
Hello, Little Miss Risk.
How are you doing?
Queen of the Voodoo Dolls.
Yes. Queen Voodoo is the full title, I believe, these days I'm using.
John apparently didn't want to tell me much about his own show this Thursday, so he has passed me off to you.
Ah, I see. I was wondering to which show he was referring, but so this one that we're going to be doing on Thursday is going to be at the Bourbon on Cordova, and we're going to have Burgundy Bricks joining me as well as Darla Devine on stage, and we've got our latest, greatest upright player, Brandy Bandery, in the house, so this will be her Vancouver debut with us.
So this fourth album, Bangtown, was Scareline's last album, right?
Yes.
And now we have a new sexy bass player.
Oh yes, she's all sexy, but
she's all sexy.
You got to be careful because she'd probably just as soon as break your nose as play you a song.
Oh really? Well, you know.
Well, if you're lucky. I mean, if you play your cards right, you never know what might happen.
Some people are into that, you know.
I know, but
the
I've also heard her tell people that my bass is going to look mighty funny sticking out of your backside. So you can take that any way you want.
Well, wasn't Scareline a little bit like that, too? So it's, you know.
Yeah, but I'm actually kind of a little bit scared of Brandy myself, and I don't scare easy.
No, you're definitely not one to scare easy.
No, that's true, I'm not.
So tell me about the upcoming tour. Where are you guys going after you do this show on Thursday? Where is BJB and the Voodoo Dolls going on the road?
Where in the world is Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls?
Exactly.
Well, we'll be heading out on Tuesday, and we'll be flying to Germany to do the festival circuit. So we're going to be doing a support slot with a band there called the Boss Hoss, as well as the Glitter House Festival and just a few other festivals here and there. But we will be there for about a month. And then we come home, and September, October, we do North America, so the USA and Canada, and we'll have Katie Kerosene on bass for that tour, as well as Bloody Betty being my voodoo doll dance partner for that tour.
Bloody Betty, eh? She's from
Bloody
Victoria.
Bloody Betty, yeah. Yeah. So bring washable clothes if you're wise.
Oh yeah.
Not really, but you know, you never know what might happen in this show at the best of times. You know, you throw a wild card in there, and all of a sudden everything gets out of control.
Is there going to be, like, animals' heads being bitten off? Is that kind of Bloody Betty style, or what?
Yes, she has that bit of that Ozzy Osbourne streak, but she's also got a camp factor to her, too, which I think suits us pretty well.
What is it about... Now, you guys are really popular in Germany. Not that you're not popular here,
Why,
but...
Why, thank you, Teddy.
But it's... What is it about the German scene that keeps bringing Big John Bates back? How is it different than here?
Well, I think in Europe in general, and Germany in particular, they have a real dedication to their live entertainment, whether it's music, dance, theater. Their TV, after a certain point in the evening, all turns to advertisement for softcore porn and phone sex lines. So I think if you don't want to watch that on TV, your choice is actually to go out to the bar and check out some live shows. And as a result, they've got a really, really good society that has people going out on a nightly basis, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to watch live shows. And as a result, they've kind of latched onto the fact that we have great music as well as the visuals. And they've just, they're the ones that kind of introduced Europe to us. And then, you know, we got introduced to the rest of Europe through them. So we were really lucky with Germany that way. They've been very good to us.
So with going over to Germany, do you guys end up playing mostly the same clubs, or how does the scene over there work? Is there certain clubs that you guys always play that bring you back, or?
There's a good number that we get repeat shows at, but we do play a lot of different places. And it seems every time we go over there, we're playing in a different country or a different town or city that we haven't played before. So it really does tend to keep us on our toes.
Now, after I get off the phone with you, we're going to be doing some calls throughout the show to some of the other former past Voodoo Dolls to see if maybe they have some,
oh, geez,
some story.
Oh, geez, here you go, rattling the bones in my closet.
So, has there always been the Voodoo Dolls, or was it just Big John Bates for a while, or when did the Voodoo Dolls come into existence?
I think the Voodoo Dolls came into existence fairly shortly after the first few Big John Bates shows, and it stood out as a pair of go-go dancers, and then Little Baby Chaos and Bombshell Betty were the first to actually start doing burlesque during the show, because if you just have two girls go-go dancing throughout your set, after a while, you know, you're going to run out of moves.
Right.
You're not going to find them doing anything interesting. The different burlettas and routines that the Voodoo Dolls do give you something new to look forward to, as well as the time off stage, give people a chance to focus on the band and what the band's doing, because they're as entertaining and lively to watch as the burlesque is. So it really is a full-on show. You don't have people out on stage gazing at their shoelaces as they play.
Well, that is one of the things that I've always said about your guys' shows, is that if it's you're going to see a show, I mean, there's really a lot of different things that'll attract the senses. It's not just, like, I love listening to the music on CD, but I think you guys are just so great live because there's so many other elements.
Yeah, we all really work hard to kind of find something to bring, draw the audience into our world a little bit. And I mean, everyone who plays an instrument does that as well. That's not just JT sitting behind the drum kit. That's not just John, you know, gazing out over everyone's heads, you know, and or Brandy, you know, doing a Stuart Sutcliffe and playing with her back to the audience. I mean, everybody's really, really engaging in what they do.
So I'm going to let you go here, but I want you to worry about what I will be talking about with some of the other Voodoo Dolls.
You know, don't believe anything unless you have photographic evidence is all I'm going
to
say.
You're going to have to tune into the podcast to see what the rest of these girls are going to say about being on tour.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, wish me luck.
All right, well, thanks for chatting. Say bye to John, and I will see Brandy on Thursday, and we'll chat then.
All right, great. I will give him your regards.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Teddy.
Night. That's Little Miss Wrist, Queen of the Voodoo Dolls. They have a show this Thursday at the Bourbon with Blackberry Woods. It's all in support of their upcoming tour, as well as to help repair their murder bus that went down in the Kootenays somewhere. So go check that out. It's an early show. Doors are at 7. Show is at 8, and I know that sometimes... I know that's sometimes hard here in Vancouver with all this heat wave and everything, but go check it out. It's a great show live, and you can check out the new bass player as well, Brandy. So, we're going to get to that track John talked about that he called one of the softer songs, but it's also quite hard. It's track 12 from their new album, Bangtown, and it's called A Hard Line. So here it is on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, 101.9 FM CITR.
Baby, that's a hard line that you take with me. Oh, baby, that's a hard line that you take with me. When you gonna let the bad times be? Of all of them lines are headed down the road. Makes her feel like she ain't so old.
Oh, baby, that's a hard line that you take with me.
See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Do they believe? We believe. Oh,
fourth album, Bangtown. That's Big John Bates with Skin and Guts. And before that, you heard a hard line from his new album as well. It came out in May. They have a show this Thursday at The Bourbon with Blackberry Woods. It's all in support of their upcoming tour. And you can go and buy one of their new CD. It's pretty rocking. I got to listen to it the last couple of days. Last album that Scareline plays bass on, and pretty soon there's a new girl called Brandy. She's going to be out and about touring. I've heard she's a little bit scary. Like she might kick your ass, but it's all good. You're listening to CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Call us at 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. We have in studio a man who knows all about the world of theater. He comes to us once a month these days, and we'll let our new intro tell you all about him.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Franklin T. Schneider's Theater Review!
Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Maggie, the cat is alive! I'm alive!
And I love a cabaret!
Franklin T. Schneider, everybody.
Oh, Teddy, that was beautiful. E-Rock, thank you. Thank you very much. I got to say, I'm so glad I wore the pinstripe vest and nothing else for that tonight.
I know.
That was a beautiful intro.
I noticed no pants. It was nice.
Well, it's so hot today.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't wear pants on a day like this, E-Rock.
Even tonight.
Sorry. I do apologize.
That's all right. All right. I know you'll catch up sooner or later. Thank you for having me back, Teddy. It's beautiful to be here. E-Rock, very lovely to see you again. And I want to tell you guys about what is going on in the world, not just of theater, but of arts. You have a question?
No.
Oh?
Sorry, that was my pensive,
excellent,
thoughtful
you're waiting. You can't wait to hear what I have to say.
Yeah, I'm so excited every time. I just love the information that comes out of your mouth.
Well, I was perusing through the ads today, or the the classifieds as to what's actually on right now. I mean, just for example, in the West End, we've got 10 shows that are advertised for in Toronto. The Vancouver theater community. And out of those 10 shows, less than half of them are independent companies. And I want to tell you why this is important. I'm noting it because just over the 6 that we have out of those 10 are established theater companies that come a year from now, we may see even less of them on the boards advertising their shows. And we'll probably see less independent shows as well. Why? Because the provincial government, in its wisdom, has decided that it's going to be cutting, slashing, burning. It's taken a page out of the timber books. The arts, culture, society, the whole section of arts and culture. They're slashing the funding. Almost 50% of the funding for arts and culture in BC is being slashed and taken away.
And why? What are they saying? What are the reasons behind these cuts? Are they trying to blame it on the economic downfall, or?
Well, they're definitely referencing that, and they're saying that they believe that everybody has to tighten their belts at this point in time, and that everybody has to buck up, as it were.
But isn't it the arts that bring happiness to people during these hard times?
Absolutely. Absolutely, not just that.
It makes you wonder why I get rid of this.
And not only that, but did you know that the arts are one of the few industries in Canada that you actually make a profit in? For every dollar you put in subsidizing it, you're actually making money. Mm-hmm. For every dollar spent, at least $1.38 was generated by the cultural community, by the arts. And that's just not theater, that's dance, that's music, that's getting people out to see artistic events.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a very interesting article that was written in the Globe and Mail Arts here, and it includes a interview between Scott Walker, who is a very prominent person in the arts industry out here in BC. He hosts the Ion Arts, a radio show, and he had on the new the brand new Minister of Culture. No, sorry, Tourism, Culture, and the Arts. A gentleman named Kevin Kruger.
Jeez, he's got to cover tourism and culture and arts?
Well, you'd think they would all fall together, because what do people come here for? Not just the outdoors,
I guess, yeah,
but the culture and the arts that are inspired by them, created within them, and showcase them here in Vancouver.
Right.
You'd think that that would be an easy way to go about it. Well, Mr. Kruger is a very interesting fellow. I like to liken him back to Freddy. You know, he likes to hack and slash a lot of stuff. I don't know what he looks like in pinstripes and a fedora, but that's a different thing. However, I've got some very interesting things here, and I'll play a little snippet, if I could, from Mr. Walker's interview with Mr. Kruger, and a very telling question that he asked. Very funnily enough, Mr. Kruger earlier in the interview stated that he believes that politics is the art of the possible. I find that very funny when you listen to his answer here. Here we go.
To keep up.
But so, talk about the possibility of 40% funding cuts, at the same time talking about sustainability to the arts, given that your own ministry's research shows that every dollar given out by the BC Arts Council is more than repaid in revenues, wouldn't that suggest that maintaining funding at the current level would be the prudent fiscal thing to do?
Well, we think that the prudent approach is to do what we have done, lay out what we can deliver. There's a scriptural admonition in the Bible that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And I think people are pretty happy with what's going on today, with the fact that we did have money in the 08-09 budget year, and we were able to make a very substantial allowance to the BC Arts Council for those purposes in March. As I said, I met with them this morning. I don't see any fear on anyone's faces. They know what we're dealing with, and they're very much playing on the same team.
Now, I found that very interesting. Yeah, it's something that, now I will say it was very interesting that the BC government decided they were going to do a 3-year plan as a 1-year budget. Smart of them. At the same time, I'm not so sure it was smart to do what they were saying, as you heard Mr. Walker talking about how everything does generate money in the cultural industry. A little side note here, did you know that over 600,000 people are employed in the arts every year in Canada?
Wow.
That's more than mining, forestry, and agriculture combined.
Combined.
Over 600,000. Counts for about 8% of the GDP.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And here, the government is deciding to slash and cut even more and even more. I mean, you take a look at Ontario and Quebec right now. They've offered up something that happened in Louisiana a little while ago and has caused them some issues. I mean, their movie industry is at the bottom now, because at one point they had to pay 25% of Brad Pitt's salary for the Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Mm-hmm. Ontario and Quebec have offered 25% tax cuts, or rebates, as it were, on the entire production. That could get them into a lot of trouble. We'll see if BC follows suit. I don't know if it's the best move for them, but they got to do something to keep up, or we're going to lose a bunch of the movie industry that we got around here. Yeah. And it's already slow this year. You guys, yeah. I don't need to tell you guys that. It's slow.
Definitely slow.
But it was a very interesting
thing.
Come
on, give me a call.
I was looking up the biblical reference that Mr. Kruger stated there.
Yeah, you don't often hear the politicians dropping the Bible drop.
Straight out. You
when
know?
They're
I mean,
getting,
it's,
like in the States, yeah, a little bit more, but here in Canada, they don't drop it too often, so it was interesting to hear him do that.
Exactly. Now, this one comes out of Matthew 6:34. It's a proverbial saying, an old mid-18th century proverbial saying, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. A couple of interesting takes on this. One is that it used to say, deal with the unpleasant matter when it becomes absolutely necessary. Don't deal with tomorrow if you're still stuck on today. And the other one that I came up with that was very, very funny is, no day passes without some grief. Really? I mean, very interesting. The way I think Mr. Kruger uses it is that, you know, it's don't think about tomorrow when you got to worry about today. We have to worry about today. We have to worry about what's going on. We have to worry about the cuts that have been made to the cultural sector. Now, to this end, as everybody is all going, okay, what do we do? What do we do? Do we write more letters? Like, the government's not going to change their mind. They've already made the statement where they go, oh, we're wrong. We're sorry. We'll give you money back. It's not going to happen. There is some great pages out there. One of them I'll reference here is The Next Stage, where it's got a question out there to everybody. How would you fix theater? What would you do? And there are some great answers on here. Some people are coming up. So there are people out there in the independent community that are coming up with solutions, and they have to, because it's the only way that we're going to eat. It's the only way that we're going to be able to put food on the table through our arts is coming up with solutions. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have to have a day job. Yes, we got to, you know, steal the leftovers off the plate of the people that walked away because they work, you know, in housing. Because housing's still going, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many construction sites have you seen around town that are a complete standstill? Oh, yeah. We're growing. We're absolutely growing. Just listen to the leaders. It's interesting. There are people out there that are finding ways to evolve culture, as it were.
Sure.
Now, you asked me an interesting question last time I was here, Iraq, where you asked me, why is culture, or especially in theater, that case, why is it important? And a friend of mine came up with one, prompted a little bit here. She came out to talking to another friend. If we fail to support the art of today, we will not only lose our past, but we cannot create a future. You go to a museum, what do you look at? You look at art that's been done from the past. You see where we've come from. You see how we've evolved. You see what we are now. If we don't keep making art now and telling the stories now and creating new things now, there will be no future for us.
Well, there's so many cases of people throughout history that even in their own time were not recognized very much, and it took years later for people to recognize their art. So if we stop creating it now, we'll never even know that those great people would have existed, because they would never have done it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those where we have to continue to not only create for ourselves, but create for the future generations. We have to inspire the children to continue creating. And that's one of the things that these cuts to the cultural budget could affect, is educational programs. Mm. I was talking to a friend recently who actually started a not-for-profit in L.A., because he went down there, and they went into a high school in the inner city. And they said, look at this gym. The gym is immaculate. The field outside. I mean, I want to lie down on that grass. The money that's given to these inner city schools to support their sports programs is phenomenal. They walked into the arts room. There was a box of crayons that had four broken crayons in it and some scrap paper on the table that somebody had flipped over from the notes. That was it. There was no paintings. There was no supplies to paint. There was no art, musical instruments. There was none of this stuff. Uh-huh. He started an organization that gave to the inner city schools to do that. And I think that that's what we have to do now. We have to find ingenious ways to tap into the folks who admire culture, who will go to these six companies that, like Bod on the Beach, who, you know, will have to actually cut some positions because they can't get the funding anymore. The Arts Club is going to have to lose people because they can't get the funding anymore. However, they're still going to continue at a reduced size, but they're still going to continue. Mm. The independent groups have to find a way to join with them, to help the larger groups, have to help foster them, to bring them along. And what we have to do together as a cultural community is to continue to create and find new ways that we can allow artists to survive. Did you know in 2003, I think that is the last statistics available, a dancer in this country made, on average, $14,000 a year. An actor, if they were lucky, made $21,000 a year. Mm. Now, of course, that comes from secondary jobs. And you're waiting tables, you're slaving your butt off. That's not making it through your living. Yeah. I'll tell you that for sure. You're lucky if you make a year where you're making over $20,000 as an actor. Mm-hmm. Especially on average. What we need is everybody in the cultural sector to find a way to reach out, not just to your mom, to your pop, to your family, to your friends, but to somebody else out there and say, why is it important that we have arts? We have to find that together, because if we don't, we're lost.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I mean, I'm sorry, Teddy distracted me.
He does that, you know. He's got that extra look,
that steely cold look.
No, but
I can see the anger rising in your eyes, Teddy. You want to do something about
arts? Have always been my life. I was just thinking earlier too that, you know, maybe just, you know, on their side of this, maybe the reason they're thinking of cutting these arts is because they see how much crap there is these days that's coming out and being.
Well,
you know, making this money, these people that are making, it's just, I don't know. To me, a lot of it is garbage. Now, I wouldn't want to cut it because I love the arts, and I think everybody should have some artistic thing in their body, just, you know, trying something, whatever it may be.
But you think about, for all that crap that we're seeing out there, how much good art is not being seen? Yes. How much good art is not being heard, is not being felt and enjoyed?
And that's probably what these people are not seeing. None of these people are, they don't go out to these theater or these underground independent little things
Absolutely.
That are going on. So they don't see it. They only see these, you know, the big, you know, the famous things that are out there, the fame and the fortune, and it's like, why do we need to help these people make more money?
Exactly. They read Us Weekly, they read People, they think, oh, look at them. Yeah. They're making, actors make all this money. They don't need our help. They don't need subsidies. Are you kidding? The cultural budget accounts for, I think for the artist here, it says something to the effect of 0.05% of the overall budget of BC is actually what's spent on the arts. 0.05%
wow.
of the overall budget. How much do you think Gordon Campbell's making? How much do you think all these MPs
10%
are making?
Of the budget?
Exactly. I mean, like, they keep voting themselves a raise every yeah. 3-4 years before yeah. the, you know, the
well,
next election.
Part of the reason I've always thought they've cut the arts is because artists are always willing to work for nothing.
Work for nothing, yeah.
Because they're passionate people.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm doing a play right now where I don't know how much money I'll get. It's called profit sharing. Which last time I worked for a month and I got $100. I worked a whole month, like almost every day,
yep.
and I got $100. But I do it because I love it.
Exactly.
And they know that. They know there's people like us that will, you know, work for nothing. So
here's a very interesting comment that's actually following that. There is a proposal, I believe it's in England at this moment in time, where they're trying to put into effect a law that says no matter if you're an independent or not, you have to make a minimum wage. But what does that mean? Sure, that's great that everybody says they actually get a minimum wage from being an actor, for being a designer, for being a producer on these small independent things. But how many producers are actually going to be able to come up with the money to pay an actor for a month's amount of time
mm-hmm.
to put on a show that is phenomenal, that is amazing, but you're dedicating yourself to it because you love it? You're not doing it for the money. The money at the end is great. It's that little bonus that makes you go, okay, you know what? I don't feel so bad about taking the cab home 3 nights on that 1 week that I got drunk after work with everybody. But it's not why you do it.
Sure.
You're doing it for the love.
You do it for the love. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Franklin T. Schneider, everybody.
Teddy.
Doing it for the love. Doing it for the people. Asking
next time.
All us artists to come together and think of ways to make new art, to make it challenging, to make people want to go out and see it, to appeal to, you know, the people that don't usually go see it, the people that read the Us magazine. We gotta find new ways to create new art.
And I want everybody out there listening to think of one way that they could create culture for people to come and see. How can you get people interested in culture? An interesting little side thing, if I may.
Sure.
Mr. Kruger talked about all the money they gave in March. What was that for? That was for the Olympics, right? We want to draw people here
cultural
and
Olympiad.
Show them that we have culture.
Yeah.
Well, if they come here and they buy all these condos, these are international cosmopolitan people. When they come back after the Olympics a year later and they want to move into the new condo, what are we going to offer them to go see? Granville? We got to offer them culture. We have to offer them something to come back for. We have to foster that. Think about it. If somebody's got an idea, send it to me. Send it in the Cab Radio. Send it to Franklin T. Schneider.
Attention, Franklin T. Schneider, cabradio@gmail.com. Send him your ideas, and he'll be back next month to, who knows, maybe we'll be able to enact some of those ideas. And that's what's so great about a station like CITR here, is that they allow for shows of culture to happen, different languages, shows like this show that probably would never be on the air if it wasn't for community and campus radio stations. So, you know, support these kind of stations. Donate to become a member. You know, you can come out and take training courses, learn how to play radio. So get involved. Send Franklin an email, attentionfranklin@cabradio@gmail.com. And we will see Franklin next month for his next monthly review of the world of theater. Many thanks to Franklin T. Schneider tonight.
Teddy Smooth, thank you for keeping culture on the air.
Beauty as always. We will get back into some Big John Bates just now, and we'll be back with some upcoming events. We also have some voodoo dolls that we're going to talk to, and maybe they'll be able to spill us a couple secrets as to what exactly happens on tour with BJB. So stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Now, it's time for Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hi, it's Teddy Smooth. In this episode, Facts of Life. You know who are assholes? Guys. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Back here in the studio, now I promised you a song, but we just got a phone call from one of the voodoo dolls, and she's also going to be on this upcoming tour. Darla Devine is on the line. Hey, that rhymes. Hello, Darla.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing fabulous. Now, we've been previewing Bangtown, all the new album from Big John Bates, and you're one of the girls that's going to be going out on this upcoming tour, yes?
Yes, I'm very excited. I went with them about 3 years ago, and so stoked to be going again.
Now, maybe you got a little dirt for us here at Cab Radio about... Got like a nice story that we can make Little Miss Risk or Big John cringe a little bit, or what?
I don't know. There's not too much dirt, really.
No.
Nothing out of the norm, or at least our norm.
Sure, exactly. It's a little crazy in our world. Where did you go?
Yes, exactly. Our norm is a little different.
Where did you go on tour with him? Were you in North America, or did you go over on the European tours, or both?
Well, I did about a 2-week tour in across Canada, like Western Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then off to Europe, where we went to the Netherlands and Germany and Belgium and such. This time we're only doing Germany, but that was one of my favorites. And we're going to be doing the festival circuit, which is, I'm assuming, much different than the bars and clubs. So I'm extremely excited about that. Some pretty big, crazy shows. Like, they have some really crazy festivals over there. So very excited about that.
Which has been your favorite place to perform, like in terms of crowds' response to what you're doing?
It was definitely like in Germany was definitely the biggest. I had a lot of fun there. As crowds, I could think of the partying, the best partying we had.
Where was that?
I would probably say one of my favorites was in Hamburg, which was in Germany, of course. We performed in it was basically like a big kind of party triangle. Like, there's bars everywhere. You could bring your one drink outside into the courtyard where there's like hundreds of people and walk into another one, and there was all sorts of different music playing, and may have fallen on my ass at 5 in the morning and ended up with a big giant bruise on my butt. So luckily that was at the end of the tour.
yeah, I guess that wouldn't be the best for shimmy and shaking around.
No, I'm very lucky that was at the end. I came home with a souvenir instead of, like, you know, showing it off all tour. Nice.
Now, when you guys are heading out on Tuesday.
Yes, apparently.
So that's coming up. That's
really
coming
quick.
Up. Are you going to be at the show on Thursday as well? Or are you dancing there?
Yeah, I'm going to be lucky enough to kind of... It's going to be me and Burgundy kind of playing around as well. And, first kind of get me in the mood, I guess, back in the mood. It's been a few years since I've performed with them. So it'd be nice to have a, you know, hometown thing. And, you know, I love the boys at the Bourbon, so.
Get you all greased up and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Get some Jager in me.
Yeah, you gotta have the Jager. Get all
Jager
ready
fueled,
for.
Jager, that's for sure.
That is what Big John Bates' tours are fueled by, Jägermeister, yeah?
Definitely, yeah. I definitely acquired a taste for Jäger. That's for sure. Most people seem to be afraid of it, but now I'm, you know, all about the Jäger.
Well, you know, everyone usually has some sort of story of Jägermeister. I heard a little voice in the background. Who's that?
Yeah, we have a couple fans here of yours, apparently.
Oh, really? Who's there?
That was Miss Brandywine. They kind of think you're a bit of a heartthrob. I'm over at lovely Jenny Magenta's.
Oh, yeah?
Emily... with Miss Lola Lockhart, we're all gathered around the radio, you know, like the old times.
What are you wild and crazy girls doing?
Drinking a little and listening to the show and that sort of stuff.
How's it going so far?
With each other to cool down.
Oh, really? Shower together to cool down. That sounds...
Yeah, it's so hot. What else are you going to do, you know?
Can we maybe leave the phone on and you guys do that again?
You're so cute.
Oh, that's so lovely.
What about me?
Yeah, I don't know if she knows you, Ira.
Yeah.
He's the love machine tonight. All right, well, we're going to get back to some BJB, and we're going to do some upcoming events, so we'll let you go, but thank you for not dishing on Big John Bates. So we'll try another voodoo doll when we come back, and we'll see if we can get some action out of her. All right, Darla Devine, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Night. Darla Devine, she's going to be going on tour with BJB coming up. They're leaving on tour this Tuesday. They also have a show this coming Thursday at the Bourbon with Blackberry Woods. So we're going to hear another song from that album. This is Keyhole Lens Review. It's an odd title. It's kind of hard to say when you're been drinking all day in the hot sun. I'm here with E-Rock as always. E-Rock, how are you?
I am not too shabby.
E-Rock's in the same position as I am, so we're gonna
beam them all.
We're gonna get to one. I don't know what he's doing. I'm gonna shut his mic off now. We're gonna get to another song here by BJB. It's called Keyhole Lens Review, and we'll be back with some upcoming events. So enjoy.
I just got these wicked tickets to this concert.
Teddy, check out my new iPhone.
No, dude, we gotta go see this show.
MySpace page and an
dude, man, this show is gonna be so off the hook.
Plus, you got this new app that's all about
what the hell, man?
MySpace.
Who cares about your phone?
On Facebook, so people can get the link.
Are you even listening to me?
It's fucking off the hook.
Whatever, man.
This is upcoming events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, starting tomorrow night. God, I screwed it up off the very first
Jeez,
one.
Jeez, Teddy.
That's when everyone yells out, "That's not so smooth." Love that. Okay, we're not starting tomorrow. We're starting Thursday, as we've been talking about it all show. BJB, Big John Bates, and the Voodoo Dolls have a show at The Bourbon. That is downtown. Look it up if you don't know where it is. It's downtown. It's a fun little club to go to because you can get drunk and sometimes they don't care. Scareline is left, but there's a whole new bass player. Her name is Brandy, and apparently she can kick my ass. So that's what Little Miss Risk is. So head on down to The Bourbon Thursday. It's an early show. Doors are at 7, and the show starts at 8. It's also with Blackberry Wood. So that's a pretty interesting combo, because we've had Blackberry Wood on the show, and it's a lot different, don't you think, E-Rock? E-Rock wasn't paying attention. Classic radio moment there, where he's off staring off when I asked him a question. Friday night.
Sorry.
Wow. Friday night, if you like, if you like sort of hip hop, if you like sort of grungy type mashes and DJs, then you want to check out Glitch Mob. They're going to be performing as part of Dollhouse Studio and Sweet Soul Present at the Hellenic Hall. Of all places, it's in Shaughnessy, so it's 450 Arbutus Street. It's going to be a wicked show. It goes 8 until 1:30, and if you have a ticket for that, there's also going to be an official after party, but you have to have a ticket from that show to get into the after party, which will be at Dollhouse Studios. Also on Saturday, there is a show coming from New York called Nice Jewish Girls Gone Bad. Now, these Jewish girls from New York, they combine comedy, music, spoken word, and burlesque in their show. And Burgundy Bricks, one of the hosts of Kitty Nights at the Biltmore on Sunday, referred me to them, and she says, "This is a show to go see if you want to laugh." They've been featured on Comedy Central, HBO, and it says late night TV, whatever that means. Just now, random late night TV.
What time does late night TV start?
I don't know. I guess probably after 11. Anyways, that is the Nice Jewish Girls Gone Bad show. That's going to be this Saturday, August 1st, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Well, maybe later, who knows, at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is at 395 Kingsway. Around back, underneath the big Hojo.
Hojo.
And then Sunday, of course, is Kitty Night's Pride Night. So after the Pride Parade, it's Sunday, August 2nd. Head over to the Biltmore with some jam-packed show. Darla Devine, who we were just talking to, Little Miss Risk also. Wow. So it's all coming together. E-Rock, Burgundy Bricks, Lola Frost, Cherry on Top. Oh, and get this. There's a there's a new boylesque dancer who's going to be doing his first time. His name? Sex Luther. I wrote him today, so that was probably the Sex best boylesque Luther name since mine. I love that one. Of course, Professor's going to be there, and me, DJ Teddy Smooth. So that's doors are at 8:30. Show is starts around 9 o'clock, and that is Kitty Night's Pride at the Biltmore Cabaret. Of course, it's Pride Week, so don't forget about that. Pride Week is on this week, including the weekend. There's all sorts of different events. Too many for me to name in this segment. So go check out their website. It's vancouverpride.ca. You can check out the events calendar, all sorts of cool stuff, including the Pride Parade that Burlesque Community is actually going to have a float in this year. Mm-hmm. So,
are you going to be a part of it?
I think so. It's a sailor sort of nautical theme, I think, this year. So I'm still waiting to hear about the details. So, that,
so basically
that's
what
this
you're
Sunday.
Wearing right now.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, I have my sailor shirt on and no pants, which is usual for my show.
And I love your hat.
I know. I tried it on today. It just makes me feel so, like, and naughty.
Yeah.
Nautical nolly.
Come to the love machine.
Love machine. And then Monday, you know, Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience happens every Monday. That's at the pub 340. Their motto is drink, smoke, sing, repeat, I believe.
That is their motto. And he's got new songs every week. It's a good show, so go check that out. Pub 340, Evil Bastard, Karaoke Experience. This is it for upcoming events this week. Upcoming events is over. Turn off the music. Turn it off, E-Rock. Turn it off. Turn it off. Oh, it's off. Okay. We are back here in studio, CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're going to take a little break with some more BJB, but I'm going to get off the Bangtown album and get on to one of his other albums. It was called Mystiki, and I'm also going to play the title track from that, Mystiki. We're going to try to get Little Love Rock on the phone. She's also one of BJB's voodoo dolls. She's been on tons of tours with him. We're going to try to get her to dish since Darla Devine decided not to dish. So, Tristan, if you're listening, you're still safe. BJB, we haven't got anything too dirty yet. You can't just roll... E-Rock just decided to roll over to another mic that I hadn't turned on.
I thought you were smooth.
What are you doing tonight?
I thought you were smooth. I'm testing you out.
You know,
I'm trying to decide whether I want to continue this Cab Radio thing with you, and I'm trying to just, you know, see how good you actually are.
As he slowly floats towards the door, leans out the door, and then whips back to the mic, expecting me to be on it.
Well, I mean... We'll work on it.
This is what I have to deal with here, people.
I ain't leaving you yet, buddy.
All right. Let's get into another BJB track, and we'll try to get Little Love Rock on the phone. Hopefully she hasn't gone to bed yet. Here it is. It's Mystiki from his album, Mystiki.
You got one cute
on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
I like to roll. I like to roll. I like to move it, move it.
that, none of that.
Back here in studio, I've turned all the mics on so you can roll
two,
around.
This is mic two, mic three, this is mic three, mic two, this is mic two, mic three, mic...
Oh, campus radio.
Teddy's mic, Teddy's mic.
What? Easy, easy, Rock, easy.
Sorry.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Getting excited. We got somebody on the line. I'm excited
about
this. I know,
I'm excited as well. Welcome back to Cab Radio. Tonight's show, we've been focusing in on Big John Bates. We also had Franklin T. Snyder. That guy delivers every time. I love having that guy on the show. He's going to be coming around once a month to give you a little bit of a review of what's going on in the world of theater. Sometimes it's reviews of shows. Sometimes it's just a review of the altogether state of theater. And tonight he talked about just needing to get more new ways to improve culture and to not have as many cuts to our culture, because there's a lot of us that do art, and shows like this and stations like CITR are very important. So make sure you support arts
art
wherever you are.
Art makes us a happy people. Art makes us happy.
It does not. It makes us... We want to wretch our souls. Anyways, we were talking with Big John Bates earlier. He's got a show this Thursday, and we had Tristan Little Miss Risk. We also talked to Darla Devine, and on the phone now we have Little Love Rock. Hello, Little Love Rock.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, baby. How are you doing?
E-Rock tells me that you're lying in bed.
I am.
It's delicious. Delicious mental pictures.
Oh, don't you know it?
Now, we had a former and current voodoo doll on the phone, Darla Devine, and I was trying to get her to give me a little bit of a dish, and she refused. So I'm hoping maybe you can give me a torrid story or something from tour that could maybe make Tristan cringe a little bit. How about it?
Maybe
what do you got for me?
Cringe a little bit.
Yeah, tell me a juicy story. Tell me something dirty.
Something
from tour.
Dirty.
Come on.
I don't play dirty.
Yeah, what's going on?
I have nothing but funny and
okay, funny will
ridiculous.
Do.
Ridiculous.
Give me a ridiculous story then.
Well, the last time we were in Hamburg, it was just this past tour. We found ourselves drinking, at 3 p.m. as soon as we arrive at our venue, and we're drinking Fritz Cola, which is unreal, caffeinated to the max, beyond monster, just ridiculous.
Now, were you pouring booze
nonstop
in there as well?
Hmm?
Were you pouring booze inside this insanely caffeinated drink, or were you just drinking?
Perhaps.
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 Was it Jägermeister?
Vodka.
Ah, okay.
Flavored vodka.
Was it love flavored?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're drinking love flavored vodka, insanely caffeinated Coca-Colas.
Fritz.
Partying with midgets. In three-piece suits.
What?
The midgets were in three-piece suits, or you were in three-piece suits?
No, a midget in a three-piece suit outside a burlesque hub in the downtown Hamburg. It was insane.
Why were there midgets there, or was it just happened to be?
He was the doorman.
Oh, okay.
At this burlesque club.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't. Okay, I'm not going to go there.
Well, we had the best time with him and did a little photo shoot, and then we ran around with
Did a little
champagne.
Photo shoot? Ding-ding-ding-ching.
Mm-hmm. It was nothing but good times. I remember walking into a bar, and it was dark, and leaving, and it was light out, and I don't remember what happened in between.
Now, are you part of this upcoming tour at all?
Not the one that's coming up.
But
no.
you were just away for a little while before.
I was away for 6 weeks in a vehicle with those yahoos.
Have you done the North American and the European tours?
I've done North America twice, and I've done Europe twice, and then I've done a lot of the BC mini tours.
And how do those crowds compare, say, you know, from the North American ones to, well, I guess that's pretty broad stroke North America, but what kind of crowd difference did you find from, say, Canada to over in Europe?
Well, the first time I went over to Europe, we had some odd shows in certain vineyards out in the middle of nowhere playing these little mini festivals. And then this last time when we were in Europe, we played these crazy shows with like 5,000 people in the crowd. Tristan and I were dressed up to the nines and trying to get our food at one of these shows, and we had to get John and James to be our bodyguards because everyone was grabbing at us, trying to take pictures with us. And then every show is just like a huge event, and we're always done up to the nines, and we always wanted to do whatever. And with the North American tour, it's just like, I don't know, I just feel that they're more into it over in Europe. They love it. They eat us up.
Yeah, Tristan was saying part of that's because at late night, all they have is like weird porn TV. And so a lot of people go out on like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays.
Yes, they're porn TV, yes.
Weird porn TV.
And John with his weird porn magazines that he would buy.
Oh, there's a little...
He bought one for me.
Weird porn magazines?
Yeah, what kind of weird
porn magazines?
I don't know. It was this weird porn magazine. And
did it have midgets?
It for me. I still have it, actually. And it was like one of those, you know, live links, but you get to pick and choose your girls.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was like a little magazine full of girls and guys of all shapes and sizes.
Good, good.
Oh, there was some hefty ones there. It was bad.
Some hefty.
It's my kind of lady. Yeah.
You're listening to Love Machine here on Cabaradio.
I am the Love Machine. I don't care if you big and round, baby.
Exactly. And then there was just some random guy in the middle of all this half-naked girls and half-naked guys playing pool. Runners were like, okay, nice ad, buddy.
That's what you'd usually do, is play pool amongst...
Yeah, play pool, you know.
20 naked women.
Exactly.
Dream come true.
I can't get it out of my head, Teddy.
Well, thank you very much, Little Love Rock. We'll let you get back to your lovely bed. I'll keep that thought in my mind as we say goodnight to you.
I'm sure you will.
Thank you for dishing a little bit with weird porn.
Yes, of course.
All right, well, are we going to see you on Thursday at the show? Or are you going to come out and support their little show here?
I would love to, and I'm actually planning on going to Powell River.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll see you there. If not, enjoy your time in Powell River, and thanks for being on Cab Radio.
Okay.
That's Little Love Rock. She's one of the Voodoo Dolls, as well as a performer. She's just at Kitty Nights a couple weeks ago. Always has a story, always has an interesting plot with her Burlettas, as they are called. So I want to thank her. I want to thank Darla Devine as well for being on, and Tristan and Big John. We're almost out of time here at Cab Radio, but we're going to play a few more tunes and come back and say our goodbyes. So this is track 10 off of BJB's new album. It's called Rattle On, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Down the line. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Here's a little bit of a cover song off our second CD. This is called Tainted Love.
One, two, test, one, two. Testing.
Dude, no. You're back here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. That was Tainted Love, the live version from the album Mystique, Big John Bates. We're out of time for tonight's show. I want to thank my guests, BJB, Tristan Little Miss Risk, Darla Devine, and I got to say hi to all the other ladies at Jenny Magenta's house, if they're still listening. Brandy, and I believe I heard Lola Lockhart was there. I'd also like to thank Franklin T. Schneider for coming by. E-Rock for helping put together that wicked intro for Frank. He's always here, or as we're calling him tonight, the Love Machine.
He's flipping
in between the chairs because he loves both mics so much. Do we have anyone else? Oh, Little Love Rock, did I mention her?
No, but she was here.
Yeah, thanks, Little Love Rock, for being on the show. If you want to check out, if you like some of the tunes, you can go down to the concert this Thursday. That's an early show. Doors are at 7. Show is at 8 o'clock, and it's helping to fix up their murder bus and get them out on tour. They're heading off to Europe pretty soon. That's going to be at the Bourbon, which is downtown. Not sure where that is downtown, but it's...
Google Maps.
There you go. It's always my favorite thing to do with the Google Maps, so... Because I don't... Addresses. If I told you an address, you wouldn't remember it anyways. Thanks for listening this week. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth every Tuesday night at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. You can also find the schedule and the podcast there as well. Or on iTunes, just search Cabber... Fuck. Sorry, I swore. CITR-Cabber Radio. You can sign up so that every week the podcast gets downloaded. You just have to hit subscribe, and I'll be in your airwaves every week. So I'm going to leave you with so far, anyways. I haven't heard all of Bangtown yet. I've heard most of it. Good tracks. But this is still one of my favorites, partly because it uses a live answering machine message that a girl left Big John one time. So... right at the beginning, if you pay attention, you can actually hear this is an actual message that a girl he was dating left for him on his answering machine. So stay tuned after this song, because Cab Radio After Dark will be coming by, and we have some Black Rio, original Samba Soul from 1971 to 1980. So you want to stick around for that, because that's going to take you to the wee hours in the morning. But for now, this is Aren't You Pretty by Big John Bates. We'll see you next week here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth.
She walked across the street. I sleep with what I hope will. If I sleep, cause she's been weaving webs. She's been catching flies. And it's looking tough. Again, now alive. Oh, darling, you're so pretty. You're like living on champagne. Baby, it's so pretty. Yeah, rich and damn insane. And I go, firing off the MRIs, well, I'm just a blur. Oh, darling, you're so pretty, you're like living on cocaine. Oh, baby, you're so pretty, yeah, rich and damn insane. And I go, ooh, pretty damn insane.
She's not a fucking dying. She doesn't fucking stop the bad news. She's a fucking hell of a fuck. Hey, you.
She keeps in my door. She didn't hear me say a little bit of lie, just put away. Oh, darling, you're so pretty, but she wants to be restrained. Oh, baby, you're so pretty, yeah, richer than insane. And I go, ooh, pretty damn insane. Well, my baby's pretty, she got so much pain. A little baby's pretty.
Just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.